Shalom Bayis for Bein Zmanim Tisha B'Av Tavshin Ayin Beis B'Siyata D'Shmaya. Alright. Bein Zmanim is always a tremendous sign for Shalom Bayis. And we say there's a Chesidus of it. V'Heim Lo Yodu D'Arachai. V'Heim means in Yiddish means the house. You don't recognize Hashem. Because when a person's at home, so because being home a lot, so that causes, it's really connected to Teva, a Bria, that husband and wife should be home so long, together. So long, the men are supposed to be out, and the woman's supposed to be home. Men's mind, you're together, so that causes a lot of, the husband wants to be home to rest, and the wife wants the husband to home to help. And the mind says, they're home, so the husband is bored. And this batalah the shimum, it also brings to criticism. So the husband sees this, you shouldn't do like that, like this, and then she gets upset. You come here for 3-4 days, and if you want, I'll pack out for a couple of weeks and see what you do. You don't. This is a certain halach in the house, and you don't know what's flying, and you think all of a sudden you come a grace baleita, and all a bunch of smarts and everything. So. You can start demanding this and commanding, doing this and things, and you become like a greisa about vafana, the greisa about mechanech in the whole earth itself. And also she looks at you like, what are you lying down resting? What do you think? I'm on my feet the entire day. What are you lying going to sleep? And also causes that she looks at you like a shtickle, like a batlan. So these things happen a lot in his manim. And Prat, she doesn't like your atis. You never have a good word to say. You have all this smart this and that, and you get in the way. Here she's cooking. She has to make with margarine, using margarine. Don't you know margarine is not healthy? And this and that and you put in one cup. It does not one cup. It says over here like this, like that. And it's coffee. Maybe she's decaffeinated and it's you because you're so bored and you have nothing to do with yourself. So you get on her nerves. And Amela, you start arguing and all. It's really it's very comes out of very silliness comes out from the whole situation, and sometimes she'll tell you, just take care of these two jobs, this and that, watch the children, and please take care of this and this, right? So you're taking care of it, and she comes home, and like she looks and says, it's like World War III. Like it looks like who knows what happened to the house. Not only didn't you do what I asked you to do, but you made it so much worse. I have never ever asked you to do that thing, right? So you're thinking to yourself like, so why'd you ask me? I personally have like a certain kaya that if I have to make a hole in the wall for a thing, I bang it there, it cracks all over the place. It's exactly there. It's a certain kaya. You have to have a chush, to really mess things up properly. So she thinks the way you're supposed to do something is one way, and you have a mahalach of doing something. Plus the fact, you never went to plumbing school and carpentry school, and some people are naturally geschickt in doing different things, but some people are not. And she gets very upset. She gets very upset, this is not the wrong way. And the children, right, you wanted to read a book, and the child was upset. So what did you do? You stuffed them with cake. And now she comes home and says, okay, for supper. The child is hungry, and cake? Can anything healthy? So you ruin your whole system of yoyim, and you have your own ideas of how you want to lead it in this name. So Bein Zmanim is a time when it can happen a lot of silly arguments. And it's not, you want to go to sleep, she wants to clean the room. You want to eat, she wants to do sponge or punk in that time. And you're in the way, and you don't mean to, but you're not used to each other being this so often, so it can cause a lot of arguments. So you say the davar, which is it's bigger in this in yonah, but it's an avoider in, it's a lifetime avoider is the inyan of shtika. The avoider is a shtika. There are many different aspects of shtika, and one important nakuda of working on shtika is that they call I'll just speak out from four yonah of how important it is of how much. The speaking to your wife can cause problems, and when you're supposed to speak to your wife. And one important kuda is to realize that your wife is not your friend in the sense of other, she's your friend, but not like you're a buddy that you could just smooth with her whatever you feel like. It's not that way. It's a whole different relationship. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos is Alvar Tar Vesicha Im Isha. So Pashas, you learn this Mishnah that's going on in a various Tivus Noshim, but Avos Ibn Nathan has a whole different mahalach in this Mishnah, which is a tremendous Atana told us how to look at the Ketan. His manager Adam Ball, the base of Medrash, he comes from Shul, he comes from his work, comes from a Seder. They like him by COVID. He didn't, someone didn't act properly with him. Aisha, Ira, in Chaveri, got to fight with somebody, very common, they get to argue with somebody, you start arguing with somebody, you get something, someone says something wrong. I got the argument, and he told me this. And I said to this to him, I'm like, you're so boy says, after you advise yourself, you learn yourself in front of your wife. Wife thinks you're a certain standard, and else he said, he called me, he made fun of me. He made fun of me this, and that I, something very silly. And then I answered back to him, and I got the argument, and people got involved. The boy says, chaveri, and you rather than your friend that he thought you have normal friends. Why are we so silly? Your friend heard that you told him to your wife. So only dwarf shabena bena halach sachar nimsa is ish boy this asma is ish to is chaveri. Because the avos are not the time to say. If you get into arguing with somebody at work or something, you say, I went to one of these offices and I asked him this and that, and I started arguing with him, and the guy in the office told me I have no patience. So I said, me, I have patience? Who do you think you are? I'm a customer. You have to serve me properly. So you go home to your wife, you tell her an argument. Wife says, it's not the first time I told you have no patience. I agree with you 100%. And why can't you keep your mouth quiet? It's a good thing I wasn't with you. You embarrass me with this and all the time you make this and that. So you have to understand that the Rosh Hashanah is telling us a big story. When you get into an argument, the person to discuss the argument over is not your wife. Your wife sometimes will agree with the other side, and then you'll start arguing with your wife. That's not true. He did it and this and that. And wife says, I know you're ready for many years and you have this problem, and that's how you act. And therefore, acting this way, is the officer was telling you, so the Al-Tabasikha Isha is just sometimes it makes sense to not, you know, if you want to tell your friend who will understand you or who could think, discuss this with you, you know, why I got into argument, I feel terrible, so I understand, yeah, the people in the Misrad or this are not so normal and make you feel good, but sometimes the wife takes it as that is embarrassed how you act, by the way, in front of people, and she is going to fight you back also. So that's the first thing that you have to realize, that a wife is not a regular friend. There's a lot of things you can discuss with a wife. Kivager says that he discussed nights and nights when he wrote about after his wife was nifter, nights and nights in Yoni Yori Shemayim. The women have a lot of seichel in Yoni Yom Hazeh and Eitzes, but certain things, to belittle yourself from your wife, wife has to look at you as perfect. If you're going to go and mavaz yourself in front of your wife by saying that I got into argument, he called me this and that, so then the opposite of Rosen tells us that we can't, that's not how we talk to our wife. We can't discuss this. So it's an important yisoid. People don't realize that they think that, you know, that their wife is mamish, they can tell things out, you know, this I did wrong and I did this wrong and that and I spaced out in shachris and I met someone and I didn't daven this and that. It's not healthy for the whole marriage, to constantly say it. Nachan Akud, the wife is not a person to complain. Again, there are always situations there is a yon of complaining to your wife. Let's say someone, a family member is sick, or Elenu, or is a big problem, parnasa. But on a general basis, Rigman kept telling me when he didn't have chavrusa, and a shear, and this chavrusa worked for a week, and then it dropped him, and this and that. He kept telling his wife is very chazak, and this and that, and Baruch Hashem, she's been mekavlet. I said, Derek Klal, it's not healthy. Your wife is maybe smiled and is very happy to, you know, try to help you, but inside she's very bizarre. Because when you tell your wife, especially people who come from Chutz Laaretz and come to Eretz Yisrael, or even if you're living here in Eretz Yisrael and the wife is being moist and after giving up, taking care of children and working, and for you to learn, and you're telling her that it's not working, Meretz is saying that she's working for nothing. She's working for nothing. Every day I know that I'm supposed to sit and work for my wife, husband, to learn, and he's not learning. So what am I doing this for? And it loses her cheshek to have you in sitting and learning, and then you start wondering why. She's asking, maybe she got a job, this and that. No, chas v'shalom, Torah zikr, and we have to have a tachan, even though it's not working out, we'll work next month. It's very nice to talk to yourself. When you tell your wife these things, she loses cheshek. And a woman told my wife that she, her husband was in a certain kail, and it wasn't matzliach there. He switched kailim, and her husband, her wife said that my husband's a different person. He's happy, he's besimcha, he acts differently. Now I feel tachlis and why I'm sitting working hard so he could learn in the kailim. Now it wasn't like a couple years, I think it was like 6-7 years in the kailim until he switched. He maybe didn't chap with him, kudwas, didn't know what was wrong. He switched and he was a different person. This lady told my wife, now I feel it's worth working for my husband to sit and learn. So even though she was soilet, but it's, you have to come into a certain rewife and besimcha. You have problems, it's not working out with the charuses and anything like that, so discuss it with a rav, discuss it with a friend. I once had, when I first got married, some charusa and I, we both got married like a couple of weeks apart or a week apart. So, and I couldn't, I didn't like living with a charusa. He was just always come so late and this and that, things, you know. And I, Baruch Hashem, wasn't that, didn't have his problems, whatever my problems were. We used to, Enochami, right after we got married, we both put our head down in the middle Seder and slept for who knows how long for you know, because it was a charusa shop. But otherwise, it wasn't working. His wife kept calling him to leave. So I asked one of the Rishivas of Lakewood, can I drop him? So tell me it's a constant fush. To do such a thing, what's his wife going to think? What's his wife going to think that he got dumped right away after he got married? So you can't drop him. Okay, so that towards the end of the month anyway, so I left it at that. But that's a very important nekuda, that a wife should not be involved in the tsaris of all the, every single day going on. You don't know the shir, don't say, I understand the shir. She doesn't know she's not going to think, oh, the magashir is a chasan and hasbara. So it means that you don't have a seichel to understand the shir. So it's not healthy to have all these inyanim of explaining, right? And it's a vor of shtika. If you have to talk, it's best not to talk to your wife in these inyanim. There are a lot of things you can't talk with your wife, but these are not one of them, because it causes her to lose chashivas and lose cheshek. Now there's another nakuda of a person. We all, men and ladies, don't have control of our mouths. When something comes up to our mind, right away we blurt it out. And that is one of the reasons, especially Ben Ezmanim, where it happens a lot of machleksin. Now, there's a maisa, which maybe people heard it, but it's a very chashuv maisa. It happened on a young man in Monty. It's a very chashuv maisa that he wanted to buy a car. He had a junky car. So he wanted to buy a new car. So they buy a new car. You buy, you go to this place where they find stolen cars or that no one can claim them. So you buy them by auctioning off a certain amount of money. So he decided that he's going to take you have to give like a quarter of the down payment down to them, and then you can make up the money later. So he decided he had $1,000, didn't have so much money. He made saved up $1,000. And he decides he's going to go down to this place with his wife and check it out and check all the cars. So you come in there and you see the cars on big conveyor belts going around, and you look at them and you decide which one, and you give an amount how much you want to pay. So before he went in there, his wife said, you know, there are a lot of people here, so maybe you should take the money and put it in your shoe. So he said, nah, you know, you might get, don't worry, it's this gefelach, and don't worry about it, nothing happened. So he said, you know, he might get stolen, with $1,000 not pushing for us. He said, don't worry about it. So Kitzer, he said, I'll tell you what, I'm going to put it in my pocket, and I'm going to put a lot of tissue paper, stuff off the front of my pocket, a lot of tissue paper, and then if someone tries to stick his hand in, I'll feel it, and there'll be no problem. So Kitzer Maisa, he's looking at different cars, and someone tells him, no, someone's going around looking around here, I think he may pickpocket you. So he sticks his hand, his tissues are there, and he sticks it deeper, and there's no money. So he has no money, so he can't make any bids, so he tells his wife, well, I have no more money, so it makes no sense to stay here. Let's go back to Monty. So I get in the car, and he's waiting for the women's favorite line. See, I told you so. He's like waiting the whole time. He can't tell how he's driving, and he's driving. And he says, you know, why didn't you say I told you so? So she says, listen, I know you feel terrible that you lost the money. There's no talus for me to tell you I told you so. You know yourself. So I decided to keep quiet. Which is a tremendous chiddush for a lady, because ladies have teisha kavan shel dibur. Women have, right? The 10 kavan of speech came into the world, and women have 9. So a woman to have a koyach to hold herself back, that is a tremendous koyach. But the maestro goes weiter, and he had one of his brothers and sisters got married a little late. So it was a very big simcha for him. And he had to drive from Muncie to Cleveland, I think that's where it was. And he decided that he went out and bought a nice expensive new suit. And they're packing up the car to go to the chasana. And he asked his wife, you sure you have the suit inside the car all packed up? And she says, yeah, don't worry, let's go. And there's a car, they drive down to Cleveland, and now they come to the chasana hall right before the chasana, and he gets ready, so you have to go into the room to get dressed. She says, okay, well, where's the suit? And she comes running in and says, I left it in the hook in the closet. So he wanted to give it to her. Chutzpah. So I spent so much money for this suit, and we're waiting for this chasen, this nami, and I asked you. And then he remembered that his wife did this to him. So he said, I'm going to get her back also. no problem. I'm going to put on a tie in my weekday suit. I'll put on a tie and I'm going to dance. Mom, the chas will be great. It's also a tremendous koyach to keep your mouth closed. So he was, while he was getting ready, he heard his wife gather his children, his sons, his daughters, and say, "You saw what Tati just did? I give you a bracha that you all should grow up to be like your father." It's a mizik a maisa. Sometimes talking to someone who's flesh and blood like us, Elizabeth Muncie, "I will give you a bracha that you should be like your father." So he started to hear that, and he started to cry because he realized that how much you could do just with keeping your mouth closed. And it makes no sense to speak in such a situation. Keeping your mouth closed can cause such ava reyes that it could change the whole family. And he works with Bali Chuvas. He tells it over to this maisa, and he said a bracha got married late, got married, and he was set in his ways already. He always did things the way he wanted, and he always got into argument with his wife, and he heard this, remembered this maisa, and it changed his soul and body, and hapach himself to be a different person, in order that he should realize that things to speak out have no purpose. And it happens all the time. A woman buys something, let's say she buys something very expensive and there's no tells, right? She buys a remote control sponge stick, let's say, I don't know, something very wild, right? So you see that you can't return it. Irreturnable, you can't return it, no money back, and you can't even, the number you call, there's no answer, and it's finished. So is there a tellus in saying, you know, you wasted my money, it's worthless? There's no tellus. The chances of her buying it again is not going to happen, right? She'll see that's worthless, she's not going to buy another remote control sponge stick. So what is the tellus of saying she's a thing? There's no tellus in saying it, especially now when she just blew $500, whatever it cost. The only reason you're saying it is because you have no control over your mouth. This is something which it's a constant something that needs to work on. It happens all the time. Prison, even yesterday, I could say that some of my family bought extra loaf of bread. So we had one loaf and one extra loaf. That means now we have no place to put it. So what if you have an extra loaf in the house laying around? So it's eventually going to get stale, and you can't return to the store the next day a loaf. They're not going to accept it. So I didn't tell my daughter about it. I asked my wife, "Why did you buy the extra loaf?" And I caught myself. This question is not in the game. It's not going to help. Let's say she has a reason, doesn't have a reason. She doesn't like the kviyas to come every single day and buy extra loaves of bread. It happened one time after she's made a mistake in Cheshbon. But that question, I caught myself, is no tales. Because even to ask my wife not to tell her that she shouldn't do it. But Pashas, she's not the first time she went to shop in the store, and she's not the first time she bought loaves of bread. And it just happened that way. So to ask that question, okay, it's not a veil lashon hara, but if a person doesn't have control of his mouth, if he has no control of his mouth, so when he speaks things that are worthless, it's easy to work on things that are, well, you're not angry, like such a case of a loaf of bread. You know, sometimes you should try to apply yourself, this is why this happened, you know, or your wife went to the store and you want something from the store. She comes back, say, "Oh, why did you tell me that you went to the store? Because I needed this and this and this." What's the point of telling you that? She's going to go back now to the store? She's not going to go back to the store. Did she make her feel bad? She wants to make her feel bad that she should always ask you the only time she goes to the store, she should be a nudic, "I'm going to the store, you want me to buy something?" That's not the tale. That's not what you want either. The nakud is that you have no control. Right? A regular person doesn't have control because he's not working on this. People work on Lashon Hara, people work on Aras Dvarim, people live on Nivol Peh, but they don't work on this nakuda of shtika, is that there has to be a person that there's no, something is not necessary to say, then don't say it. And if you don't have control on simple things all the time that happen in the house, like this thing that, "Why don't you tell me, oh, I could have done this," or something like that, then when it comes out, when your wife does something you don't like, right away you blurt it out. By the way, you'll say something, and let's say she went shopping and she bought the wrong brand of grape juice. Okay, so you want to tell her for the next time. So there are a couple ways you could do it. You could say, "You know, I don't like that grape juice. Why'd you buy that grape juice?" So the next time, so you have to say she bought a case of 12, so it's going to take another 2 months until you get rid of that grape juice. So now she's going to have to. You screamed at her now that she'll remember for 2 months. So first of all, she just came back, slept, and this and that, and she feels that she worked hard, and you have Torah sign, you only recognize this. And the fact that now she can remember, okay, yes, she screamed at me, so and I'm going to remember that you screamed at me, so the next time she goes to the store, she can remember that I can't buy it. That's how you want her to remember you for the next 2 months. Or you remember, for if it's so important to you that you want the other grape juice, or whatever other thing, and it's so important to you, so in 2 months from now, you tell her, you know, you're going shopping, please, I prefer this scriptures over that scriptures. Or if you're afraid that she'll do it again, so 2 weeks before she goes shopping, you make sure, you know, I remember this scripture, she doesn't taste as good as it is, so it would be best if you buy a different thing. Therefore, when it comes to the mice, the psycho stuff, she can correct herself in a proper oifen. There's a younger man who lives in yeshiva. He used to be when he was a bacher in my yeshiva in Long Beach. He was about curry. He was about curry, and he learned the Torah. And he learned the Torah. And a year later, my yeshiva called him over the week before he learned Torah. And he told him the following: last year, when he learned Torah, it was like slow and quick. It was a bit too quick. So this year, please learn it a little slower. So a year so this young man told me that it was tremendous that he told me this, because if he would have told me after I laid it on Shabbos after Tuchel, he would have called me over and say it's too quick. So I felt horrible the entire year, and I had no way of improving myself until it gets again. The fact that he waited a whole year and then he told me, I have the next Kriya at the Torah, I'll prove myself to make myself better. So it's no problem, and I wouldn't feel guilty always walking between. And here's the person that the Rashi feels that I'm a person that I don't know how to do anything properly. So here also, that's Shemes Gavus. That means that my Rashi had a cheshbon to keep in his mind a whole year, because it was important to him. And therefore, the Rashi kept his mouth closed and didn't say anything. Didn't give him to Chacha, which was a tzarech for the Tails Harabim, but he kept his mouth closed because Adam Gadol knows when to speak and when not to speak. And we don't have, or I don't, me, don't have lack in this nekuda of Kriya Shtika. And if you tell her later, El Mamash in the Shas Maisa, when she's doing, she slapped something, everybody knows how they feel. They went shopping and they bought something, and wife says, those cookies, they're so stale, this and that. So you get all upset. Wait a minute, I slept with 6 bags and everything, and you prefer to have a sign on the door. Thank you, husband, for shopping, for doing tremendous help. That's what you would like to have, or a Nobel Prize or something. And everybody knows how it feels to get criticized from the women, right? They also have to control their mouths. This is for them also. But we shouldn't tell them that this is for them. But we know how it feels, so we have to have control of our own mouth. People, let's say sometimes a person is on Shemesh Esrei, that's when people make cheshbon nefesh on their wives during Shemesh Esrei. Their free time, they make, oh, my wife didn't do this, my wife didn't do that. So they realize it doesn't make sense to criticize them, so we're not going to say. The minute they open the door, they open their mouth, and it happens. People say, you know, why did you do that? Like, not hello, how are you? People could come in and start criticizing. They're saying, you know, this morning when you left, this and that, and every Chinese the entire day they have this on their mind, they want to say that it's because they have no control. And it's very important to have control of a person's mouth. The Rigdon Miller quotes, always he used to quote the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Shimon Benoi, it's Alf Yitzayin. Shimon Benoi Aymer, Kol Yomai Gedalti Ben Chachamim, which means that he has Shimon Chachamim his entire life. Kol Yomai. V'loi Mitzasi Laguf Toi Mishtika. So Rigdon Miller says, doesn't say the neshama. Yeah, you know, it makes sense in the neshama. If you keep quiet, then you'll hear a lot of Torah. But he says, Loi Mitzasi Laguf Toi. Because if you don't keep your mouth closed, if you keep your mouth, you talk and you scream and you fight, what's going to happen? So you fight back, you get an argument and you say, she screams at you. So then you get back at her, oh, I'm not perfect. When was the last time you served me supper in time? So then she says back to you, well, this. So say, well, your mom sounds like your mother. And then you bring her father and your mother and your aunt, and it gets all because you don't know that you're so good type. You want to have a healthy life and a healthy marriage. Keep your mouth closed, because you get irked up, you get upset, you get bakas. And it's not healthy. If you keep your mouth closed, it controls machlekes. In the Pel Yoyitz says in Ois Avis Ish V'Isha, Ki Yir Riv Bein Anoshim Oy Bein Ish L'Ishtoy Ve'echad Oy Poiter Mayim Reishis Modem. And one person starts letting it scream at you as much as you can. So Yigbar Kenegdo Shal Yashivoy Dover B'Shas Kaisoy V'Toy V'Adra. Don't answer. When he calms down, over yom or yomayim, oz yachichu al panav b'sholim, remisha v'lasha nakah. Then you can tell him, you know, I don't think that was an haga toiva, it's not proper, you know, you embarrassed me, or something, and an oifen proper. And women is a different criticism, the woman is a whole hard parasha itself. But But Shas, you're being screamed at, you have to keep your mouth closed, because there'll be no gain, no harvacha by screaming back and saying, oh yeah, this and that, and then bringing back, you know, going back to the old hatbox of things that you remember, like just in case she screams at me, I'm going to bring this back at her and how she did this and that. You know, I broke this, but 2 years ago, you broke my favorite vase that I got from my aunt for the chasana and this and that. So you have to, so the Talia is telling us, bring know also, that the shtika is shmenes koyach. Now, sometimes shtika is not good. Sometimes your wife screams at you or gets into argument, and you keep quiet as a form of like a cold war. Like you're going to get her upset. Yeah. You're quiet. Like nothing. And she says, answer me. Quiet. Shtika. I'm not saying anything. And the shtika is the most deeper, because that, like you're needling her, getting her under her skin. Your mom is getting her. Ah, look at her. She's getting angrier and angrier, and you're enjoying every moment that she's getting more angry because you're quiet. So that itself is so you see, there's a way to be quiet. If you can't, if she wants you to say something, try to say it. If you're afraid you're going to open your mouth and it'd be uncontrollable, then you're going to scream at her and this and that, then Shabbat ties to all this. But if the shtika is a shtika that's going to, you know, raise her on and get her more upset, so that's not shtika. Shtika is the oifen where you hear her out or you understand and try. About the Shas Meriva, it's very hard. This doesn't work with Shas Meriva. It has to be an avoider of shtika. One eitzah, which you're not going to find anywhere, I don't think any, maybe you will, I don't know, any safer, is that if you get angry, your wife raises you on and gets you upset, you have a mouthful to tell her, so take a bite, take a piece of chocolate, take a candy and suck on it, and then after scream at her. It has tremendous effects. I'm telling you, but I tried it and it worked. Right? First of all, it gets you food. Time is achila, gets you involved in food, and also it calms you down a stickle. Now sometimes you don't have, you know, it's looking in your pocket. You don't have it in your middle street. You don't have it. So it's not going to work sometimes. But something like that, it can cause, like they say, the alpha kelim is to put on a hat. So by us, it's not, I don't think the hat's going to do the job. But this might happen to help. And sometimes the shtika, like sometimes the wife says, you know, you're such a fool, or something like this, you're such a this. And you say, yeah, yeah, I'm asking, I'm this, yeah, I'm fool, I'm this, I'm that, I'm not, everything, yeah, and I'm worthless, and why did you made a mistake marrying me completely? So that's also not shtika. That's also raises on. So a person has to think with a shtika machshava. A person can stop a lot of problems if he works on this nekuda of shtika. The Pelyoit also says, also sometimes to think this nekuda, he gives an eitzah. He says, what happens if a person has an adam and isha kasha? Yitin aliboy. So he gives a shan for zakov here. Shadaitan kalis. Right? Okay, that's a gemara. V'amru inchi. Isha sa'ir oirech v'daita katzer. Women have long hair and short, a small seichel, right? Longer hair, curtsy seichel. That's what he said, right? So that's what you have to remember. So if that's the matisse of a woman that she gets upset quickly and she's light and callous and it's easier for her to get upset, memenu tzoch shiavoy seichel. So if she's lacking the seichel, so you have to have the seichel. Yimoy veres al daito, yimachisa so, if she goes against you and she gets you upset, shama rucha kabal yichas aleh. And if eizachon la voisa, la kala, koisa, it's min shemayim, has to be that way. But the Shas Meriva, these eights don't work. But if you can learn an oifen of controlling your peh in a proper way, so then a lot of problems, a lot of things, you know, in person, you sometimes you see that people, you meet people in the street, you ask them, how you doing? So you don't have, they don't know, they say, listen, this happened to me, and this happened. People, you know, like you had no cheshit to tell them everything, hear their whole life story. They just let it out. You know, Rigmund once met someone in the street, and the guy says he's talking to him, and he sees someone else walking by. He says, "Oh, Shulman, I have to speak to this person. Very important." He grabs him and walks down the street. Says, "Thank you. You got me rid of that person. Have a nice day." Right? Because sometimes you meet people that he's talking. They have no control. So sometimes it's us. And if it works, the person works on shtika is a tremendous. I once did this once at a Shabbos. I made a half a tiniest deeper. Tiniest deeper was the following: if a wife asks me a question, I'll answer, but I'm never going to say anything to her for myself. And it worked more than me. Mama, she asked me questions, but anything I wanted to resist that, why don't you do that at a Shabbos? I had tiniest deeper. I only did it once. Right? It's not so easy. But I tell you for sure, when I did it, it Mamish was gewaldig. So if a person takes on this avoida, especially Bein Hazman, where you're so much together, so much things to criticize each other and to get on each other's nerves, hopefully, no one knows what I'm talking about. That's how the whole thing's a waste. But if it's negay, so the voice of shtika is a tremendous avoid, it's a lifetime avoid, but the more you realize it, the more things, then you find yourself saying, you don't need to say things that are not necessary, and that itself helps create a matzah shalom bayit.